With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the race for campaign money, Donald Trump cashed in during May. Ben Thomas reports.
Donald Trump's campaign outraised President Biden's by more than $60 million last month. Federal filings detail a Republican fundraising explosion sparked by Trump's felony convictions in the New York hush money case. Biden's campaign and the Democratic National Committee together raised a robust $85 million in May and reported $212 million in the bank at the end of the month. But Trump's fundraising, for 1 month at least, dwarfed Biden's. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee said it raised an astounding $141 million in May. That includes tens of millions donated immediately after Trump was convicted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, more heat records could be broken today as high temperatures and humidity persist. It'll be especially hot in the mid-Atlantic this weekend, say forecasters. Meanwhile, flooding is a problem in southern China, where heavy rains have killed at least 9 people.
Video released by state media from China's southern Guangdong province shows rushing river water engulfing a bridge, causing it to give way, and mountainsides that have collapsed onto highways below. Emergency crews are shown helping elderly people through knee-deep mud in one video, lifting babies to safety above chest-high water in another. 9 were killed around Meizhou City in Guangdong. 6 more people are still missing in the floodwaters. The authorities are warning that more torrential rain is expected over the next few days.
That's correspondent Celia Hatton with the BBC. More opinions are expected from the Supreme Court later today as the court wraps up its current session by the end of June. This is SRN News. Louisiana goes back to the Bible. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a law that will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, making Louisiana the first state to do so. The governor says, quote, if you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original law given, which was Moses. The American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are vowing to challenge the new law in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say a new law strengthening protections for pregnant workers has been a lifeline for many low-income women seeking accommodations from employers. Were it not for the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, those women might otherwise have been forced to take unpaid leave. But a year after the act took effect, many women are still confronting employers who don't know about it, misunderstand its scope, or simply refuse to comply. This is SRN News. When a U.S. veteran died at a nursing home, abandoned, hundreds of strangers came to say goodbye.
Former U.S. Marine Gary Brooks died alone at a nursing home in Maine, abandoned and all but forgotten. Then the funeral home posted a notice asking if anyone would serve as a pallbearer or simply attend his burial. Within minutes, it was turning away volunteers to carry his casket. Jim Roberts, commander of the VFW post in Belfast.
We're all family. All of us who serve in the military, we're all family, so you're never truly alone.
Brooks was a regular at the local soup kitchen and always ready with a joke to make the staff smile. Gary Brooks was 86. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden issued a disaster declaration for New Mexico as the state deals with 2 wildfires. Blazes have forced the evacuation of thousands of residents. More details at SRNnews.com.